This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bill Cuffington, one of America's foremost conservative talk show hosts. When you listen to my program, Bill Cuffington Now, you hear the truth, and only but the truth, so help me, me. Yes, on the Bill Cuffington Now program, the conservative truth about tax-and-spend liberals comes out. There's only one small problem, just a tiny problem. No one listens to my show. But I'm not alone. Fewer and fewer people are listening to conservative talk show hosts like myself, G. Gordon Liddy, Rusty Humphreys, all those guys with names that are similar to Rush Limbaugh's, but not quite. Fewer and fewer people are listening to conservative talk show radio, and why? Because it's dull. Because it's tired. Because it's as dull and as painful as watching paint dry. Because there's only so many issues you can be excitable about. So many issues you can call in and go, boy, I'm really mad about, until finally people break down and weep from the boredom. That's what's happened to me, Bill Cuffington. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I was a successful attorney. But someone said to me, the money's easy. Easy. The cotton's high and your mama's good looking over there on the radio side. Why not? Why not go for it? So I pulled the shingle off the wall, told my bleach blonde secretary to get lost, and I went into the radio business. And guess what? No one cares. Ladies and gentlemen, conservative talk radio is losing listeners by the day. The attrition has been stunning over the last year. Pretty soon, the emperor, stark, bare, raving, naked as he is, will be exposed to all. What do I do? Do I beg? Do I plead? Do I cry? Yes. Please listen to me. And taking a page from talk radio, what is that thing, Air America? The liberals, the tax and spend liberals, why don't you send me your money? I'll give you a bumper sticker. Yeah, it'll say, Bill Cuffington Now, I listen, or some other embarrassing message that you'll have to put on your bumper. Yeah, sure. Yes, send me $1,000 and I'll send you a coffee mug. Oh, forget it. Bill Cuffington Now, weekdays on your local station, nationally syndicated by Yahoo Brothers. I'm Bill Cuffington, and this is my favorite song. Doesn't that make me very attractive and agreeable? No? All right. Sorry, Bill, but your taste in music and your show, they all suck. Suck in ways unimaginable. You know, that's easy for you to say with all your phony voices. Yeah, well, at least people listen to me, man. You blow. Well, I'd love to kick your ass. Get out of here. Get him out of here, bud.
Get out of here, Mr. Cuffington. Here.
Take your hands off of me, you mongoloid. Did you get him, bud?
Yeah, I got him.
Good man. Woo! Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, on this hour of our program, we have our flashback by request. All you do is send your request for a flashback to phs@philhendryshow.com. We are also going to rejoin Pastor William Renick. We have audio tape of the event that he talked about in an earlier hour of our show. In that hour, he talked about falling off of a dance platform on Soul Train. And he made some rather inflammatory comments, one of which was, as he lay there, Don Cornelius walked by, looked down, and Reverend Renick said that Mr. Cornelius was staring at him as if Cornelius thought he was white. Now, I don't know who he was talking about, but we're going to hear the actual audio tape from that 1985 broadcast of Soul Train here in just a moment of Pastor William Renick falling from one of the elevated dance platforms after he slipped on his own sweat. Oh, turn that off, bud. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And our website's a good spot to go if you want to know more about our show. This week, boy, we're really tardy in updating the website, though. Forgive me. But however, we do have our recommended DVD of the week. We have Bud's Babe of the Week. Let's see who it is, Bud. Bud's Babe of the Week is Jennifer Beal. She ain't bad looking. One problem, Bud. She's a lesbian.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is, man. Every chick you put up there is gay.
You're crazy.
Rachel Sage? Gay. Martina Navratilova? Gay. Jennifer Beals? Gay.
Just because you know an L word don't mean it.
No, it doesn't mean that she's on the, just because she's on the L word. Who else? If I went back and I looked at half of the chicks that you put up on the website as the Bud's Babe of the Week, I could start a whole new chapter of freaking glad, minus the gay part of that, just the lesbian aspect.
Huh?
Never mind. So it's Jennifer Beal. She's pretty hot, though, isn't she? Still good looking, man, after all these years, after oh so many. I'm kidding. Well, she was in Flashdance, man. When was that? 1981? She's a beautiful woman. We also have our character quote for this month. Don Berman's the anchorman for Channel 19 News said, I got to go back to San Diego. I'd rather crap razor blades. And let's see what else. Our affiliate of the week is WIBW Topeka. Nice to have you guys on AM 580. And we have a nice picture of Mark and Harry and Michelle on the homepage from our Dave and one of the many pictures we're going to have from Dave and Buster's in our scrapbook when we did our appearance there. But you should look at this one because it's a nice picture of Michelle, good picture of Mark, and Harry is just crap-faced. I mean, he is rat-tailed. Oh, my God. You know, we have a personal appearance at Dave and Buster's, so what do you think's going to happen? You don't think he's going to be there without going over and bellying up to a couple of shots of old granddad, do you? He ain't going to just be there. He's not just there to support me morally. Look at him, man. That guy is crap-housed. It's an amazing picture of him. So there he is. There's poor Harry. He's hammered. And also, of course, this week in history, we've got to update some of those things. We would like to recommend as well, you get a backstage pass. You can take a look at some of our webcasts. Now, another cool thing that we have, and I just want to say this, nobody's paying me to say this. As a matter of fact, it's like we got a free banner there for NBC, which is cool. But on a homepage, if you go there, there's a link to a site where you can get tickets for Teachers, which is the NBC television sitcom that Justin Bartha, Sarah Alexander, myself, Phil Hendry, Grant Rosenmeyer, who, if Grant's part of the cast, that's great. He's from Oliver Bean, and he was in the pilot. And he's a nice kid, smart guy, great actor, and a little shifty, a little, you know, I wouldn't want to have my back to him because you never know. He's liable to come up to you. If you're sitting in a chair, he's only about 4 foot. He'd cut your throat from ear to ear and then just calmly fold the blade back in, put it into his blazer pocket and walk on. But he's a hell of a nice guy. And we have Matt Winston, one of the funniest cats I've ever met in my life. Dion Richmond from Sister Sister. And we got Khalid Roca from Meet the Fockers. And if you want to go see the show and you want to order tickets, all you have to do is go to this little link that we have there on the homepage. It takes you to a spot where you can do that. And again, the show's called Teachers. It's going to be on NBC this spring. And go to the webpage and check it out. Also, order the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD, 2005 CD. It's called, what's the name of our CD? Oh, Are You For Real? And all the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. All right, coming up is our flashback and the Pastor William Rennick falling off the dance platform at Soul Train incident. We'll have the pastor on to explain. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
This website where you go get tickets for TV shows is kind of interesting because it shows you when the show is taped. Like, for instance, Hope and Faith, 6 p.m., that 70s show, 6:30, and so on. And so it tells you what day they tape it, Friday, Saturday, so on and so forth, right? And then it'll tell you which ones are sold out. Like, for instance, Will and Grace, totally sold out. Is Joey in Progress the name of the show, or does that mean it's Joey, but they're in progress? Or, and then there's one called That Sweet Life. And then it tells you this show, Still Standing, look at it. They get Paul Sorvino, Kevin Nealon, and they tell you who's, in it. And then they have Hope and Faith is sold out. Will and Grace is sold out. And The Sweet Life. And then, Courting Alex, Half and Half. I don't know. But this is the place you go if you want to go to a TV show. If you're going to be in Los Angeles, you know how they say, when you're in Hollywood, stay at the Knickerbocker Hotel. I wouldn't suggest it. I don't know if the Knickerbocker Hotel's any good, man. I drive by it a few times. I wouldn't stay there. But it's old. It's an old place. When in Hollywood, if you want tickets for The Price is Right, just stop by our booth. You know, when we were in New York, I went over to try to get tickets for David Letterman. Now, right after 9/11, which is understandable, you walk down the street, there's a guy standing out there. You want to go see David Letterman tonight? I go, I don't really, because they may still try to attack. You know, I was there a few weeks after 9/11. I said, I don't want, if they fly a plane into David Letterman, I don't want to say it's my fault. I don't want anybody pointing a finger at me. And when we were back there this past summer, you couldn't get tickets for love or money. Fortunately, I was able to pull a few strings. And they said, Mr. Hendry, we have tickets for the, it wasn't Letterman. It was who? Conan. It was Conan. Because my kids love Conan. I do too. But I ain't about to go and watch his show. No, I'm kidding about that. But I wanted to go see, but you know, my wife said, look, I said, why don't you guys go? I will stay at the hotel. There's a little bit of porn on tonight. You know, I can relax. And she goes, oh, that sounds wonderful, honey. You deserve it. So there was a whole lot of 1095 charges on our bill. And it was exciting. So the kids and my wife, they go over to the Conan show. And they felt really special because they had, quote, VIP seats. Well, let me tell you what that means. You stand in a little bit shorter line and they give you a T-shirt. Thank you. Hey. And then they sat down. They said the show was fantastic. I know they had some really cool seats right up front, but they were hoping that they'd get to party with Conan. I think they thought it meant that because they had VIP seats, they could go out afterwards and get really hammered with him and, like, you know, carry him to his hotel room, something like that. I'm not quite sure what it was going to amount to, but in any event, that's one way of getting tickets. The other way is probably more conventional and much better. Just go to that little thing we have on a website. All right, now it's time for the flashback, and we got Pastor Renick on the phone, bud.
Yeah, he's on the phone. He's getting all black on me.
What does that mean, he's getting all black on you?
Well, he's getting all demanding.
I've told you not to let your racial prejudice interfere with this program, okay?
I'm not racially prejudiced. I just don't like them.
You don't like them? Even though you're dating that chick from the UPS truck who's black?
That's a whole different... Brother, you're peeing on a whole different tree there.
Oh, okay. Get out of here.
And that guy called me a mongoloid.
Yes, he did. The rule on this program is we have to make ourselves laugh first, and then we just take our chances with the audience. But if it ain't funny to me, and I don't know, listening to a cat who is talking through wads of fat in his throat, and he has to sit down every three words. You ever seen these people that can't, like, stand? Yeah, you have you? Yeah, guess what? I'm one of them. Have you ever seen that? It's like, oh boy, can we sit down? What are you talking? We've walked 4 feet, man. I'm getting to be that way. It's scaring me. You know, excuse me. Yeah. No, I'm just, that was exaggerating there. But anyway, but you'll, you know, say to a guy, well, oh boy, what do you want to do, honey? Well, why don't I tell you what? Let's walk over to the pun. No, no, let's get in the car. Oh, God, you really are boring since I married you. You want to drive everywhere? Yeah, you're the one that insisted I buy an expensive automobile. You're the one that insisted I get a car with rims that are so big, flat tires are a way of life. Well, guess what? I'm driving that car everywhere. I'll drive it to the bathroom. The money I pay per month on that car, I'll live in it. Let me tell you something. If you buy yourself a luxury car, you have every right, in my opinion, to live in it. Because vanity's one thing, and identifying with your automobile is one thing. And I understand that one of the reasons, for instance, why hybrids don't sell well is because they look ridiculous. They are stupid-looking cars. Hey, Detroit, grab a clue. Make a hybrid that looks cool. Are you guys completely without any sense? I mean, you know, do you realize that auto manufacturing in this country is hitting the skids? Do you know that nobody's buying American cars? Why is this? It's because Detroit somehow is, I think, the whole George C. Scott thing, that whole, remember that formula where they had like a synthetic fuel? I think it's true. I think they're in league with the freaking Krauts.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And we're going to be talking with Pastor William Renick in just a moment. Now, Pastor Renick was on the program at an earlier time, as I was mentioning. And at that particular time, as he was talking to us about a controversy involving his congregation and money that they supposedly raised for the mining accident and the people who were victims of it in West Virginia. But it turned out that he took the money and he invested it in a personal 7-jet spa, as he described it to me. I don't know what that signifies, but he claims that Jesus told him. And I found it particularly offensive for him to say that Jesus told him to buy the spa as he briefly lifted his head up on the cross before he passed out dead. And I will tell that to his face. Do we have Pastor Reddick?
Yes, we do, and I'm shocked as well.
I'm not interested in your commentary at all, bud. Thank you very much.
Why?
Because you're bugging me, that's why. Wait a second, man. That ain't the... What was that, dude? And don't tell me you're watching them freaking movies again.
Sorry.
Get that guy on the phone, all right? I don't want to listen to your 1-800 calls. As I was saying, Pastor Reddick was on our program earlier and was talking to us about this situation where they were raising money for the victims of this terrible, terrible tragedy. And in point of fact, used the money that they raised to buy this spa. He says Jesus or God told him to do it. And if you, you know, sorry, I'm the wrong guy to be talking to when you want to claim that God told you to do anything, as most people are, because we just, you know, roll our eyes and we walk on. And you know what? If God smites us later, if he burns us in hell, if the whole thing goes to hell in a handcart, fine. But I ain't going to be buying it right now. Do we have him? I'm just killing time here, bud.
I'm even trying to get him on now.
Don't you know how to use a damn... Give me that phone. I'll do it. See. Pastor Reddick, is that you?
I've been waiting on hold for a while. I don't know what the problem was. I could hear you talking fine. But I wanted to give you that pamphlet that we had.
Where are you right now?
Where am I now?
Yeah.
I'm in the spa.
So after all of that, you had the spa built.
I told you I had the spa put in. God told me to put in a 7-jet spa. You going to tell me I'm not going to do what God told me to do? Is that what you're telling me?
No, you do whatever God tells you to do.
Yeah, because if you listen to people on your program, I'm not allowed to do what God tells me to do. So in other words, according to people on your program, I'm supposed to tell God to go to hell. That ain't possible. And I'd never do that.
Okay. Do we have this tape?
Yeah, you got it.
I have it here, Phil.
All right, what are you playing it off of?
I've got a handheld recorder, but I can assure you, now this is from 1985. This is a broadcast of Soul Train. This is not the broadcast. This is a recording in studio. You can hear it here. You hear that, Phil?
Yeah.
I'm Don Cornelius. Let's check out Rick James now here on Soul Train. And up on platform number one is Billy Reddick and his girlfriend Vivian. Yeah.
Now, Phil, you can hear me dancing there. Can you hear that?
I can hear somebody.
Good, that's me. All right, now, Phil, coming up, you're going to hear me fall. And I think we'll be coming up here on the tape pretty soon.
This is you falling.
That is correct. All right, now, Phil, I'm going to do a spin move. I was much younger then. You hear me trying to do a spin move, and it's a very tragic moment. So, boy, it seemed like only yesterday, Phil.
Wow.
What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing. It's Don Cornelius was very rude to you.
Well, he was very rude to me. You know, there's an old saying, people see... What you see and what you get, you know?
Uh-huh.
Now, I have always been one never to judge a book by its cover. But with Don Cornelius, what it says on the outside, that's what he is on the inside. And the name of Don Cornelius's book is Butthole. I mean, I tell you, I laid there, my back was thrown out. My girlfriend, Vivian, she dragged me out to her Volkswagen and shoved me in. And I said, brother, what you give me? And he said to me, hey, boy, why don't you go get that case of Jerry Crow and don't look at me. You know, I don't like you looking at me. I don't have nobody look at me. I'm a star.
Don Cornelius.
That's right.
Well, I know the guy. You know, Don Cornelius to me was the epitome of cool. He was like the black Dick Clark, right?
That's right.
And to me, he was way cooler than Dick Clark. But, yeah, there was kind of an attitude.
Oh, he had all kind of attitude. And he said to me, you get up on that platform number two, you dance with that good-looking girlfriend of yours, you look like about 100 yards up bad road, but she's beautiful. Now, we get a tight shot on her butt, and meanwhile, I didn't know that. See, I'm doing spin moves, and all I know, camera two, it was right up the crack of her...
Yeah, okay, fine, thank you.
What, you gonna get rid of me now, are you? My back is hurting me, Phil. Hey, turn on jet number six. Anyway...
Pastor William Reddick. Hey, boy, get that case of Jerry Curl into my car. 1-800-449. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Yeah, I haven't mentioned the SC game. I haven't mentioned the Texas game. Why would I want to mention it? I turned it off right after Reggie Bush fumbled the ball. Not that I got no complaints. I got no complaints. SC won two national championships. When you're turning over people every 3 years in a college program to win three in a row, unheard of. Unheard of. Why is it unheard of? Because it's never been done. It's unheard of in that way. People talk about teams doing it like they'd like to see them do it. Texas ain't going to win three in a row. Texas ain't going to win two in a row. Oh, that's a gutsy statement, Mr. Hendry. Very gutsy. Texas ain't going to win two in a row. I just heard them say it. No, they're not. And you know what? By next year, when they do win two in a row, you won't remember that I said that they wouldn't win two in a row. So what difference does it make to me? Thank you. I'm Gladys Knight, and welcome to Oprah's House. For the next 2 hours, we'll take a tour of Oprah's mansion, and we'll talk to her about her magazine, O. Yes, if you're a woman and you want to know what it's like to be rich, well, of course, you'll never be rich yourself, but look at how rich Oprah is. Does she deserve that money? Of course she does. She has successfully hosted a nationally televised talk show that has embraced the sentiment and sensibility of American women. Of all walks of life, all ages, all races, she's done a great job. But does she have to throw it in our face? That's the question we'll be asking this next hour on Oprah. Why do you gotta stick your big ass in our face? I'm Gladys Knight, and we'll bring on our first guest, and it's Angela Bassett. Angela, what do you think?
Well, I thought it was ridiculous. I see this magazine, O, and hi, I'm Oprah Winfrey, and here's my big house, here's my huge dining room, here's all the parties I have, as if some woman sitting in a beauty parlor and having a Vietnamese do her nails is going to identify, like she's going to meet the guy that's going to put her there. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right, baby. You'll be there. You just keep dating that guy that's working at Lou's Garage.
Thank you very much. That's Angela Bassett. Let's bring on another sister. I mean, another fine, young, black female. And this is Tyra Banks, the model. Tyra, what do you think?
Well, I've been to Oprah's house, and it's a big, big house. In fact, it's the biggest house I've ever been in, and why not? It was the largest real estate transaction in U.S. legal history. It's enormous. Millions of acres. She also owns millions of acres in Hawaii, millions of acres in China, millions of acres in Australia. She owns half of Liechtenstein. She's got a lot of bread. And when you open up the magazine O, or when you see her face on that magazine, you realize she isn't just trying to help women. She's trying to say, see, I got mine, you didn't. Nah, I resent that. I resent that a lot. Even though I have my own talk show, and it turns out I'm pretty intelligent myself. But the big Tweety Bird forehead, you got it.
That was Tyra Banks. With that big Tweety Bird forehead. Now then, this has been Oprah. Thanks so very much for telling us how rich you are each month in your rotten magazine. God, please go away. Oprah Winfrey is God. The new book, out in paperback. Read about Oprah Winfrey and her wealth over and over and, oh God, over again. I'm Gladys Knight for Up With People. All aboard, all aboard, on a midnight train, y'all. Y'all.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You know, I talking about Oprah Winfrey, and really, I admire what she's done. Although that whole thing in Paris kind of bugged me, as it did Mark, because he reminded me of that. And when I heard about her going into that store, and see, but then I realized what the store's reason was for turning her away. She was turned away. If you didn't hear the story, it was in June. Oprah Winfrey went to a department store, and she went there 15 minutes after it closed, which means it's closed. But Oprah Winfrey felt because she was a big American TV star, she should be allowed access. Now, that's how it went down. And the store's videotape, their surveillance videotape, proves that out. Now, I'm loath to back up a Frenchman's account of something, but if it's a Frenchman against a black person, I mean, who do you think I'm going to side with, right? So, Now, here's what the, seriously, here's what the store said. We've been having problems with some of these dark ones. And so when we saw her, we didn't know who the hell she was. So, you know, you got to have sympathy for that. You don't know what's going on. They got all these North Africans running around over there, these Algerians. They got a bed sheet on. No one knows, right? What are they going to do? They're going to start shoplifting. Oprah could go in there and shoplift the place. So they, and she said, Oprah said it was, she was turned away on the basis of her skin color. She said that she was turned away because the store had been having problems with North Africans lately. And what do they mean by North African? Well, Algeria used to be a colony of France. You know, the French, the people that don't colonize anybody and don't subjugate anybody. Yeah, those ones. They had little colonies, but we won't talk about that. And anyway, in comments to CNN, the department store, which is someplace called Hermaphrodite or something, it's called H-E-R-M-E-S. What does that mean?
Hermaphrodite.
Okay. It's French for hermaphrodite?
Yeah, it is.
So it means they sell to both men and women.
Yeah, they sell to both men and women who have both kinds of genitals.
All right. And it says there was never any discussion of North Africans. The store was closed, and we told her and her black friends to get lost. And that's all that happened. So, Oprah, you know, you're rich, but never forget that in some cultures, you walk into a department store and they're going to follow you around because the next thing you know, some of the Skechers are missing. Some of the purple nail polish suddenly is gone. You know, they had a big supply of it and Oprah walked in and man, look at that. We're all out. We're fresh out. Anyway. All right. Now, here's a guy that I really admire. Pat Robertson. Did you hear what he said? He said that Israel Prime Minister Ariel Sharon may be suffering a stroke from, you know, God don't dig him being down there. He doesn't dig guys that are dividing the land, something like that. And so God is punishing Ariel Sharon. You know, Pat Robertson is an interesting guy. He thinks that there's a way of being like a good old-fashioned Jew-hating redneck and be classy about it. See, he can get up there and it's just all... I'm Pat Robertson. Now, you know, I'm not anti-Semitic, and I realize that hating Jews and throwing bombs at synagogues is a thing of the past, but let's talk turkey, okay? You know these hook noses as well as I do. See, that's where the guy's coming from. Robertson, I can only hope that I'm watching television one day, I'm watching the 700 Club, and you excuse yourself because you're having a difficulty breathing. And the next thing we know, that co-host of yours, whoever that guy is, comes on and says, we're sorry, Pat collapsed out here in the hallway. And he died in the ambulance. And true, we told the guy to go slow. We put him into the ambulance and we said, you know, there's no hurry. They put the cat in the ambulance. They put Pat Roberts in the ambulance and said, listen, you know, don't try to blow any lights, if you know what I mean. Gotcha. It's Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.